This is the message delivered by Pastor Jung on May 12, 2024. The message title is Jesus and My Way of Life. A scripture passage is from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Good morning, everybody. Let us read today's Bible passage. It is from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Today is the camp report service. I would like to share the blessings we received during the youth camp that was held at Lake Matsubara Bible Campsite from May 3rd to 5th. This year, there were 49 participants. We have prepared a movie to summarize the camp. Please take a look at it first. What did you think of this movie? I think we were able to see the young people having a lot of fun. It was actually a very fun 3 days. But of course, it is not just fun. It was a 3-day period in which the young people were exposed to nature, to their friends, and to the Word of God. I would like to report on the camping experience in 3 points. First, about the Lake Matsubara Bible Campsite. Second, about sharing. And the third, about the word we received from God. First of all, let us talk about the Lake Matsubara Bible Campsite. Many of you might have visited this campsite. The Matsubara Bible Campsite is located in a natural environment created and controlled by God. And through the nourishment of the Word and community life with Christ as the head, the campsite strives to save and nurture people, and by producing Christian workers, we will spread the word around the world. It is the campground whose mission is to serve the church, to spread throughout the world and glorify God. This campground, now in its 73rd year, continues to strive to fulfill its mission since its establishment. Camps for many age groups are also held in the summer and winter. At our church, many teens, children, participate in this camp and decide to be baptized. It's a really great campsite. This youth camp provided us with an environment where we could escape from our daily lives, be quiet in the midst of rich nature, and focus on the Word and our friends. Thanks to the natural environment, as well as the dedicated work of the staff and volunteers, all 49 participants had a wonderful time. Did you know that such a wonderful campground is currently in crisis? This is because we have not been able to gather together for 3 years due to COVID. The effects of that are still felt, and the Matsubara Bible Campground is currently experiencing financial difficulties and the lack of staff members. I believe that the Lake Matsubara Bible Campground is a campsite that can be called a treasure for Japanese Christians. I would appreciate it if you would remember it in your prayers. Next, I would like to report on sharing. As a youth pastor, one of the things I emphasize to young people on a daily basis is sharing. Because sharing with fellow believers enriches our Christian life. To share the words and blessings we have received, to confess our worries to our friends and pray for each other, friends with the same goal support each other through prayer and work hard together. All of these enrich our faith. I hope that young people will always cherish this in their Christian life and study sessions. However, the current situation is that it is difficult to have that kind of a time just by meeting on Sundays or Saturdays. Even though we would like to share it with our friends, there are many times when time or circumstances do not allow it. One of the best parts of youth camp is that you can share to your heart's content. In nature, away from everyday life, you can spend time without worrying about the time with friends you don't usually have time to talk to. You do not have to speak well. There is no need to say anything good. You do not have to force yourself to say something. You can just listen instead. You can enjoy your time with your friends in your own style. While deciding on the camp schedule, the camp preparation committee discussed how to secure time for sharing. In conclusion, we decided to devote as much time as possible to sharing. Of the 49 participants, 45 were young people, and they were divided into 8 groups and had time to share in their respective locations, sometimes indoors, sometimes out in the rich nature. They shared the blessings they had received. They learned something new through sharing. They were able to listen to stories from close friends. Sometimes they spoke about their thoughts. They were able to become friends with those they did not know very well. It was the time to enjoy the blessings they received even more richly. Furthermore, this sharing will transcend time and groups. Many young people would mingle, have fun, and talk until 1 or 2 a.m. every night. What a rich time! We even spared no time to sleep and shared our time together. I believe that this camp truly deepened the bonds between our fellow believers. Lastly, I'd like to report on the message we received from God. The theme of this camp was Jesus and My Way of Life. Based on this theme, we held 4 meetings over a period of 3 days and 2 nights. Every year, the youth camp invites a lecturer to speak at the gathering. This is a valuable opportunity to listen to a different teacher than usual. This time's lecturer was Pastor Seno, the consulting pastor of our church. When we asked Pastor Seno to be a lecturer, he had the following words for the young participants. He said, "We were created by God to be independent beings so that we can think for ourselves, make our own choices, and live our own lives. My presentation is not a sermon, but raising an issue. I will talk about important issues for me living in the modern time. I hope this will serve as material for everyone's thinking. This is an issue of a Christian worldview based on the Bible. I hope that this will be an opportunity for everyone to think rather than study. Pastor Seno prepared time for contemplation for young people living as Christians. What was talked about at the four meetings was faith and cults, diverse and rich sexuality, historical context, and living as a Christian in the present day. Although there were four meetings, I believe the content covered could easily have been covered in eight meetings or more. The young who received so much content took it very seriously, talked about it, and shared about it. They had time to think about what it means to be a Christian, to live as a believer in Jesus Christ, and to think about how they would live their lives from now on. Pastor Seno said, "Because you believed in this, you lived this way. You must receive information and create a story to live your life in." The young people reflected on these words spoken by Pastor Seno at the first meeting. Pastor Seno gave his testimony, and during the breakout session, there was also a time to hear the testimony of Elder and Mrs. Miyazaki. It seems that the testimonies of senior believers were a great inspiration to the young people. Personally, the thing that made me happy about this camp was the answers of young people to my question of how the youth camp was and whether or not they were having fun. Many young people responded to my question by saying that it was an opportunity for them to think more clearly about things they had only vaguely thought about up until now. Pastor Seno's presentation, the testimonies of Elder and Mrs. Miyazaki, sharing with friends, and the richness of nature away from everyday life, all of this gave the young people time to focus on God. I think this is the kind of youth camp where you can seriously learn, talk, and think deeply about how to live as a Christian and live with the Lord. I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you have done for our youth camp and for your prayers for our youth people. The theme of this youth camp was Jesus and my way of life. What does it mean to live as a Christian? What does it mean to live believing in God? I think it is something we all think about at least once. How would you all answer this question? Jesus and my way of life. The theme scripture we chose with this theme was Micah chapter 6 verse 8. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. What does the Lord require of you? Is it not just to do justice, love integrity, and walk humbly with your God? This simple question and answer seems to touch our hearts. These words of the Lord were given to the people of Israel. At this time, they were in a critical situation due to the invasion of the Assyrian army. Even though they were God's chosen people, they were politically ethically and religiously corrupt. They had forgotten to seriously ask God what he was looking for. Fairness, honesty, and humility had been dismissed as old virtues. Faced with the reality that was thrust upon them, they had given up thinking about what it meant to walk with God. To do justice means to walk according to God's judgment. Honesty is what a person should do to God and others. Humility can only be achieved when we look at our own shortcomings and look at God. Why do we worry? Maybe it's because we do not know what God wants from us. Or maybe it is because our thoughts and God's thoughts are so different. When do we forget God? Isn't it time you forgot your love for God and people? The reason we get so proud is because we think we are right, and we do not even think about God. Even though I say I believe in the Lord, I always find myself forgetting God and love for others. Did you know that there is an oasis town called Huacanchina? The town of Huacanchina is more than just an oasis. It is a tourist attraction in Peru. At night, it is beautifully illuminated. A desert is a place that is not suitable for human habitation. No water, no plants. There is no even food. There is only sand as far as the eyes can see. It's not a very livable environment, but if it's an oasis in the desert, even in the desert, people can live in an oasis like the town of Huacanchina. It's not just about living. It's about bringing together many people. Even if you live far away, you will have to go all the way to a town in the desert. No matter the situation, if a people have what they need to survive, they can move forward in life. On the other hand, if you stay away from water and forget about it, you will not be able to survive. What is good? I think that asking questions like this is like living in an oasis in the middle of a desert. God speaks to those who are indifferent to him. He speaks to those who have forgotten God. Hear my voice and keep asking me. This is the path we follow as we confess Jesus Christ as our Savior and become children of God. The path that Jesus and I live is the path that the Lord continues to ask us, and this is the path that we continue to ask the Lord. Let us continue down this path. I sincerely hope that the path of our lives will be the path of Jesus and my way of life. Let us pray.